ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Thank you so much for dressing up as an old lady to come in for our show. Nice.
Well, I thought that I would dress accordingly.
And you've hit the nail on the head.
Well, today is the day.
Edith, you're not really going to say anything to her. I mean, the woman is a national treasure. People everywhere in the country bloody love her.
No, Maureen, I am going to do it. I've had enough of it. Roll the cameras, please. Let's get started, shall we?
I'm having a lot of trouble with them because I keep pouring water in. They're not getting any bigger. They're not growing.
They're plastic, Maureen. That's why they don't grow. Hello and welcome to another cuppa with Granny Bingo, where we take some of Australia's hottest celebrities and blow on them until they're cool enough to sip on. Today we're joined by podcaster, television personality, radio host and all-round Australian icon, Miff Warhorse. Hello, Miff, and welcome to the program.
Hello, lovely, lovely.
So nice to have you,
mate.
Yeah,
good on you, champion.
Oh, gee, yeah.
It's a bloody pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Can I make you a cuppa?
Yeah, sure. Because I don't want you going thirsty.
She'll play, Mum. I'll have one, please, love.
Oh, dear.
Just a little dollop of milk for me.
No worries.
Now, Miff, I'd like to start by talking about your podcast.
Ooh.
Now, you've got a podcast called Hot Big The Moment. The Moment. It's called The Moment. Oh, it's wonderful. I listen to it all the time.
I thought Hot and Big was going to be
Big The Moment.
My OnlyFans page or something.
Right. Have you got one of those?
No, not yet.
Milk?
Yes, please. Oh, God.
Thank you, Maureen. Good job.
No troubles at all.
Oh, dear.
Careful with that. Maybe get a little napkin for you underneath there.
Oh, thanks. Little doily. Can I pop it on the ground while I wait?
I suppose if you want to be a bitch, I normally have it straight away, but that's all right.
Now, for people at home who haven't had a chance to listen to your podcast, Miff, it's called The Moment, and it's talking about the big moments that are happening in Australia at the time. And you've had all sorts of wonderful guests on there as well. We wanted to get you on to ask, why haven't you had us on your podcast yet?
Well, I didn't know how to get in contact with you
Very
anymore. I've been out of town for a while. I've come back. I'm
hearing excuses.
Yeah, they sound like reasons, but I know they're excuses.
Yeah. Is there a particular reason you don't like us? Have we done something to offend you?
Not at all. I'd love to. Would you come on?
I haven't been asked.
I'm asking you now.
Yeah.
It's a bit late now because I had to ask you.
It just feels laboured.
Now, okay.
If I'm honest with you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, you're right.
One of the guests you've had on your program was Virginia Trioli.
Yes.
What is it about her that you like more than us? If you had to.
Well, look, Virginia has a TV show.
Well, we've got this.
That's right. That's right. But she had it coming out that week.
So you're more of a fame whore, to use a term that I would never use. You're sort of farming other people's popularity for your own, would you say?
Yes, I think that's what all the kids do these days.
A long way off being one of the kids, mate.
Yeah.
So when you're picking a podcast guest you've decided not to have us, that's fine, you've decided you will have Virginia, what do you look for in the guest?
What do I look for?
Do you pick the topic that you're going to talk about first or the guest that you're going to talk
about?
The
guest, usually. And I think about what they're promoting at the time. So it's a little bit about what they've been doing recently. What's making them have their moment.
What if you have a guest similar to we do today where they have got nothing going on?
Yes.
Yeah, sort of.
How true you are.
Say their flash in the pan happened several years ago. When was Spicks and Specks?
Oh, God.
The good version? Probably 20 years ago.
So you've got someone like that on. How do you make that more interesting?
Well, you probably talk about the work that they've been doing on the new series of Spicks and Specks.
Oh, there's a new series, is there?
Yes, I know you don't watch the ABC anymore.
No, I definitely don't.
What's this series about? Is there a murder in town or something like that?
There might be.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah. Who's the favourite person you've ever interviewed?
Oh, Well, favourite, as in musician?
Musician.
Oh, goodness me, there's been so many, and it's been so many years, it's hard to know who my favourite would be.
You're coming across like you're up yourself a bit.
Am I?
Oh, I've been doing it for so long.
Well, I thought we were supposed to embrace our
age. I know, go for it.
Like, aren't we? Yeah.
Age positivity.
Yeah, it's good to still be working. I may not be after this.
That's right.
It's good to still keep working. I think Fleetwood Mac was pretty good.
Fleetwood Mac.
Back
okay.
in the day.
So imagine Mr. Mac, you do your little interview, and he's the thank you so much, and pops up and says, what do you think he's saying about you afterwards? Do you ever lie in bed thinking, oh, that's embarrassing, you know?
Oh, look, I think he'd probably think, they would probably think just another...
Oh, sorry.
Non-binary.
Non-binary.
Oh, no, it's a group, using that term in terms of...
Oh, they're all...
It's a group.
It's Fleetwood
Mac
Max.
Is not... Yeah, Max.
Fleetwood
Max. Plural.
If they're all together, that's big Max.
Yes, Big Max, right.
You obviously get to meet your heroes. Have you had a hero that you've met and interviewed, but you thought, shouldn't have met my hero?
Shouldn't have met my hero. Ooh. I'm feeling it a bit today.
Yes, it's intimidating.
Because I love you two.
Oh, many people do.
Yeah.
You know, but love's not always a two-way street.
Yes.
No, I'm learning
unfortunately.
That.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to lose my career after this, aren't I?
What's the process of getting your career back?
Getting your career back. I think it's just staying in there and just keep on giving it a go and not leaving.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I do it at the pokies. I just stay there. I just keep going, another $100, and I go from the left button all the way to the right and then back again. That's my pattern.
And then she calls me and she says, Edie, do you reckon I could borrow a little bit of money? And I say, you know, your daughter told me that I'm not to give you any more money. And she says, come on, my daughter doesn't know anything. It's fine. I know I'm on a win here. And I say, well, look, I can come in. I've got $40 left, but that's it.
And they come around with food. Between midnight and 6 a.m, the law requires them to feed you. And that's when I'm at my best at the pokies, when they're bringing her a cheese.
That's when she has a win.
Toasted sandwich. Very, very nice. And hi, Ange, if you're watching. Ange does the overnight shift.
Now, we mentioned the Eurovision Song Contest a little bit earlier. Tell me more about that. What was it like going around to all those horrible European countries?
Oh, it was a joy. I got to work with Joel Creasy,
yes.
And we worked hard, but we had a great time. You know, it's one of the most extraordinary concert arenas you'll ever experience.
Mm. Knowing that people say a lot of things behind your back, though, do you get worried when you're in foreign countries when they're speaking other languages?
Well, you've just got to block it out, you know. Like, I think that's the main way to cope in this world where everyone has an opinion on you. I mean, I could be having an opinion on you too. Right now, in my own mind.
You, but you could.
Yeah. Anyway, we're about to go to a little break. Before we do, can I just say thank you so much for dressing up as an old lady to come in for our show.
Nice. Well, I thought that I would dress accordingly or appropriately.
And you've hit the nail on the head.
Hello, and welcome back to another cuppa with Granny Bingo. Of course, we are joined by our special guest today, host of The Big Hot Moment, the podcast, Muff Warhorse. Thank you so much for sticking around, Muff. Now, as I was saying, we have been listening to your podcast, and it is wonderful, I have to say. And what I really liked about your podcast is the commercials. You do your little reads on air and that sort of thing. And that's something we've decided to bring to the ABC.
Oh, great.
Because
every time
I open the newspaper, the ABC's got not enough funding. There's not enough funding. They need to have more.
Do some
advertising.
Do something about it.
Yeah.
Hang on, are you guys at, like, what products?
Well, this is the thing. So we've put a call out to our local community here at Fairley Plains, and we've offered them airtime. They can write in with commercials and that sort of thing, and they pay us a little bit of money. And, hey, maybe a little bit gets to the ABC.
Maybe
sometimes it doesn't.
Maybe it's Ange at the pokies.
That's right. So we've got one of our commercials from the community of Fairley Plains, and it's the local egg farm, the Fairley Plains Egg Farm. Let me just see if I've got the script here. Is that it? No, that's the script for Maureen's Cream. Sorry, hang on a second. There it is. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, and we need the mascot, don't we, from the Fairley Plains. Our friend Caroline Springs moonlights as the mascot for Fairly Plain Eggs. Come on in, Caroline.
Hi.
She's also the mascot for the local footy club, aren't you?
Fairly
Plain Gulls.
So this is Eggy.
From
Fairly Plain Eggs. The little mascot there. Hello, Eggy. Eggy's a real character around town.
Yes.
Here in Fairly Plain.
Eggy looks like she's about to give birth or something.
Yeah, it looks like an egg's about to pop out.
Okay.
Here we go. And thanks to our sponsor.
Eggs.
Eggs.
Okay. If you're like me, then you will quite literally die if you don't eat eggs every single day. And for the best quality eggs at the lowest prices, go straight to the source, Fairly Plain Eggs. At some farms, you'll see exhausted birds running wild. Oh my God. Battered by the elements in dirty and dangerous open fields. But at Fairly Plain Eggs, we love our poultry so much that each of our chickens gets to live in its very own cosy private cage. Lovingly encased in steel bars and strapped in so tight, it feels like a hug.
Yeah.
That's how we bring you our guarantee of perfect eggs, totally untouched by natural sunlight until you open them at home. Now that's freshness.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Miff.
I'm never going to eat an egg again.
Wait until you try a Fairly Plain egg. Fairly Plain eggs. You're right, Caroline.
Bye-bye, Eggy.
Bye-bye, Eggy.
Say bye-bye, Eggy. All right. Off you go, Eggy. Oh. You're not allergic to bird flu, are you?
Well, I...
Not the new strain, anyway.
What's the new strain?
Well, you'll find out.
Sadly, that brings us to the end of another episode of Another Cuppa with Granny Bingo. I would like to say a very big thank you to our special guest today and future co-host, I do suspect, Mfanwy Forhurst. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Miff. And don't forget to recommend Another Cuppa to your favourite podcast hosts. Until next time.
Hooroo!
I'm not coming on your show.
No, neither am I. Would you like another cuppa?
Yes, I'll have one, but...
Has anyone got anything stronger?